There's nothing quite like a thriller to draw you in and turn the world as you think you know it on its head. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two new playful, sly mysteries that prove, once again, that things are often not as they seem. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Laura Zygmunt's latest, The Author Weekend, is a publishing satire crossed with a locked room murder mystery with four first-person narrators. First is Jade Smythe, personal assistant to a top women's mystery novelist named Faye Wader. Jade has organized a fan weekend for Faye on an island in New England, inspired by similar gatherings held by Faye's rival, a more successful and more charismatic author named Abby Schuss. Put it this way, Faye would be played by Kathy Bates, Abby by Julia Roberts. The other points of view belong to Faye herself, a cranky loner who is totally out of her element at this super social shindig, Hal Tinder, Faye's longtime agent, and Mary Golden, her editor at Hatchet Books. Hal and Mary are ostensibly coming to the island to participate in a panel discussion, but they have bad news for Faye. The publisher is not going to buy her 15th novel. Apparently, there's too much menopause. To make this weekend even more painful for Faye, there are additional turns of the screw. Her number one fan has uncovered a fatal inconsistency in Faye's mythic origin story. Her idiotic publicist, Zoe Katz, has shown up with her Instagram-famous feline and his bedazzled stroller, and her rival, Abby Schuss, will be dropping in as well. As Jade is an aspiring writer herself, a deliciously meta narrative line traces her text thread with her MFA cohort. It's, "And then there were none," meets Misery, meets White Lotus, and the most fun Zygmunt has had on the page since her 1988 breakout, Animal Husbandry. And guess what? Our second book is also a locked room mystery featuring writers on an island. In Evelyn Clark's The Ending Writes Itself, seven authors have received invitations to spend the weekend with best-selling crime novelist Arthur Fletch on his private island off the coast of Scotland. But when they arrive, they are informed by his agent that Fletch has drowned. Because he left his eagerly anticipated final novel unfinished, she's hidden his death from the press and instead is holding a competition to write the ending. With their laptops and phones locked in a safe, they will have 72 hours, a typewriter, and a pile of blank paper to meet the challenge. The prize she's dangling is $1 million in cash and a three-book contract worth another million. Each of the seven writers comes from a different genre, and none is having much success lately. An unhappily married couple named Sienna and Malcolm does thrillers. Chirpy Millie writes young adult fantasy. Priscilla is a romance author with the pink wardrobe to match, while a black-clad Brooklynite named Kenzo writes horror. And Jackson with an X does science fiction. Then there's Kate, only 22 and not yet published, a would-be author of murder mysteries. As the romance writer points out after noting the disdain of the others for her area, every genre uses the same deck of metaphorical cards, even if they use those cards to play a different game. Evelyn Clark is actually a collaboration between fantasy writer V.E. Schwab and YA author Kat Clark, so they speak from experience about the ins and outs and ups and downs of publishing. As Jennifer Harlan wrote in the New York Times, The Ending Writes Itself is great fun and will appeal to both mystery fans and anyone who has ever attempted to publish a book.
The books are The Author Weekend by Laura Zygmunt and The Ending Writes Itself by Evelyn Clark. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.